Makes sense that that song is in. Leading up to this segment, because this is my musings, and I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about what we did last week and kind of what my takeaway was, and not that you care, but I hope you do because you're listening here on the Civic Media Network. My dear thanks to Doug Schneider for spending some time with us. It was, and I got to talk to him for another hour or two because the time that I got to know him really well was when I was a county supervisor, and I wish we would have talked more about that because, the media especially is under such a, it's such a fluid arena, and trying to differentiate fact from crap, and it's, I can't imagine being in that space and screaming from every rooftop that you can, that you write something and you pour your heart and soul into it and to differentiate what's real from what's not, only for people to go on Twitter and call you a, fake news and all of that. That would be a tough place to be, to punch a clock and then get punched in the face repeatedly every day. That's hard. That's really hard. And, differentiating and finding the truth shouldn't be a quest that would make Don Quixote, envious. But I wanted to tell you about our quest that we had as a family this past weekend. We went to Boston last year and spent a week there and really fell in love with the area and fell in love with the people and fell in love with the city. And so we wanted to go back. And, my kids said the whole time, we missed Boston this whole past year. We missed Boston, missed Boston. We fell in love with the Red Sox, which is very easy to do because they're an amazing team with a really historic stadium. Just, if you like the Packers, that's kind of a good place to spend your baseball likings. And they also wanted to go check out New York City. And, so we did that too. So it was New York for a few days, and then it was Boston. And New York was incredible. It's so huge. It's such a big place that you can get lost in it so easily. And the two places can't really compare. New York it just doesn't stop. And Boston is the most walkable city in the country. And, it has a population the size of Milwaukee. The metro is massive, though. The metro is millions and millions of people. And it's like 3-4 times the size of Milwaukee. But anyway. But as I was there, you get hit with the realization of time. And, where you are and what you're doing and kids growing up and all of that. And I think that the most precious commodity that we all have is not what we have, but it's the time that we have. And seeing, children grow up and seeing their perspectives change, I think that the most important thing that we can give to people is our time. But the most important thing that we can have is the right perspective, right? And, because if you have perspective that allows you to appreciate things in the best way you can, it allows you to understand what you have left. You can understand what you want to give away when everything goes bye-bye. And I think what's so neat and I love about my wife and what we're doing for our children is, we can give them a perspective that not a lot of people have. I don't know, maybe they do, but, my kids can see what other people live like. And we've gone to, Boston and New York, and we've gone to Traverse City, and we've gone to Chicago. We've been in Milwaukee and Madison, and we've allowed them not just to experience like touristy crap, but we want to show them well, this is where people live. This is what life is like. This is the view from outside of our bubble that we have and where we live. And I think that that's such an important thing for them. But then as their perspectives grow, it breaks my heart because I know that they're growing and they're going. And that's, I mean, it's cool, but it really sucks. Because as I heard Joe Biden say, actually, when he talked about his son, Beau, and he said, Beau was his left arm to his right. And he was such an important part of his life and such, you know, the closeness that they had is something that, I mean, my kid's 7, my son, Ben, we're very, very close. And this is nothing my wife would go on for an hour about. Oh, you're, you know, you treat him this. But, you know, to know that one day I'm going to be dad. I'm not going to be, hey, dad, you know, and like those things. And so having a perspective that of one that is filled with gratitude and appreciation and an understanding of time, having that perspective really allows me and has allowed me to appreciate the time that I have. And I'm not like a Dear Abby or whatever, but if there's something that I can share with you about how important perspective is, my God, that opens up such a peace and an appreciation of where you are and an understanding of where you're going. And I really hope that for all of you to have that perspective and have that understanding, because that allows you to do so much more. You know, if you bring it back to this radio show about politics, that allows you to meet people where they're at. And it gives you a perspective of how you can change a mind. And it might give you a perspective of, I can't change this mind, and an understanding of, it's okay that I don't. Have a great perspective, and that'll give you peace. Peace, friends. Peace. Hey, we'll see you next week. I appreciate you being here. Thank you, Doug Schneider, for your time. We'll see you next week on the Civic Media Network. This is Mark Becker for The Rational Revolution. See ya.